You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Pete Williams, an entrepreneur, business advisor, and marketer who Forbes recently called one entrepreneur today that every marketer should be modeling. He is the author of Cadence, The Tale of Fast Business Growth. Mr. Williams, certainly looking forward to hearing from you, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Hello, sir. Thank you very much for having me, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. Certainly our pleasure. So, Mr. Williams, why is it critical for businesses to identify the difference between leads, suspects, and prospects?
Oh, that is a good question. I think for a lot of business owners, I think when they're looking at their business and generating leads, they put them all in the same bucket. Yet, when you really take a moment to think about it, when a lead comes into your retail store or calls your business, whatever it might be, there's actually a step that actually happens when they put up their hand and say, I'm actually qualified to be sold to. You have your suspects who walk into your shoe store, for example. But until they actually sit down and try on a pair of shoes and become a prospect, you're really having a very different conversation. Because the conversation with the suspect is to sell them on trying on a pair of shoes, selling them on becoming a prospect. You don't try and sell them to become a customer. They have to take that first mental shift. And that's the same sort of thing in online. You might have a free trial for your SaaS or download this free opt-in. There's always that first step someone takes to identify as a real qualified prospect. And I think it's something a lot of business owners don't really consciously identify enough.
Very true. Tell us, what is 10% wins?
Oh, that's the framework that we talk about in the book Cadence. You know, there's a lot of business owners, they're always trying to hit home runs. They're always trying to sort of hit it out of the park and get 10,000 new visitors to their website or triple their conversion rate or things like that. But when you really break down any business, there's seven things that drive profit. And if you increase each of those seven things by just 10%, you're getting small 10% wins, you actually compound and double your business. So it's a much more sustainable business growth framework than trying to just continually hit home runs and double your business by doubling your traffic, for example.
And speaking of your book titled Cadence, can you explain the seven levers outlined in the book?
Yeah, sure. With seven levers, you know, it's such a cliche, seven habits, seven dwarfs, seven sins. Like, it sounds like it's just another one of those uses of seven. But really, every business, there's seven drivers. So you have your suspects and prospects, which you smartly asked about earlier. Then you've got your conversion rate, you know, what percentage of those prospects actually open their wallet and buy from you. You've got your average item price, you know, what's the average price of the items and products that you sell? What's the average items per transaction? How often do you get the would you like fries with that moment? It's a cliche, but it's important to work out what is your average transaction or items per transaction. The next lever is your transactions per customer. How often do they come back and buy from you again? What do you have in place to automate and systemize that type of scenario? And then finally, it's your margins. How much of your revenue do you actually keep in your back pocket? So these are seven things. And it's applicable to every business, whether you're a SaaS company out of San Francisco, whether you're a landscaper out of Milwaukee, or you're a retail store in LA. It doesn't matter. Those seven things do apply to every business. And once you identify those, that 10% win framework can be very, very powerful, because all you need to do is increase your suspects by 10%, going from 1,000 people into your store a week to 1,100, increasing your conversion rate from 20% to 22%, you know, increasing your transactions per customer from 1.4 to 1.54. Like, just small incremental wins actually makes massive differences to your bottom line. And it's something that a lot of business owners can really embrace and be empowered by, because I'm sure we've all had situations where we've tried to implement an AdWords campaign or a marketing campaign, and we've only sort of had 8% increase. And we probably look back going, you know, that sucked. I failed at that. I tried to really hit a home run and all I did was get an 8% boost or a 11% improvement here or a 12% improvement there. And, you know, I was really aiming to double it and it didn't actually work. But through this context and this lens and this framework, you can actually reframe that and go, hang on, I actually was successful. I got my 10% win. I got close or above a 10% increase. And that's actually what I was aiming for. And now I can continue that momentum and grow my business properly.
Yeah, good stuff there today. We're joined by Mr. Pete Williams, the author of Cadence, A Tale of Fast Business Growth, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Williams, retail is having a tough time. How does Cadence help retailers of any kind?
Yeah, well, I think that framework we spoke about absolutely applies to retail. And in fact, the book is actually set in a retail bike store. So it's a parable story in the same sort of way The Go-Giver or The Goal, Built to Sell, some of these great business books of all time have been parables because, you know, they're business books for people who don't normally read business books. And the Cadence story is set in a retail bike store. And I think retail is often ignored these days. Everything's about Silicon Valley and about online and e-commerce. And, you know, retail still makes up a massive part of the economy, no matter where you are around the world. And I think retailers have been forgotten. And this framework gives those retailers something to hold on to, something to follow, something to actually use to grow their business in a way that has been forgotten or neglected. And I think that's really sad.
Yeah, most certainly in that regard. Now, how does Cadence apply to any size business, big or small?
Yeah, well, I think it comes back to that roadmap. You know, the issue I have with Michael Gerber and the E-Myth, we've all probably read that book and love the distinction that he made about stop working in your business and start working on your business. And that is very important, you know, to get out of the tools, off the computer, out from under the hood of the car you're a mechanic on, whatever it might be, and work on your business. Yet the problem was that he kind of left people hanging. He didn't give people the roadmap or the blueprint of, well, when I am working on my business, what do I actually work on? And this is where Cadence sort of comes in this business framework, because whether you are a mum and pop retailer or you're a nationwide telco like my core business is, we apply this strategy and our team comes together every month and says, okay, what lever are we working on this month? And we work hard as a team to go, okay, how are we going to get a 10% win this month in this particular lever? And the following month, we come back together and brainstorm and plan out the next 10% win and spend that month implementing it and continue to cycle through that. And that's a beautiful thing. You can cycle through this framework, whether it's once a week, once a month, once a quarter. As your business scales and grows, obviously things become harder to get massive growth and massive shifts in, but you can still use the framework as that roadmap for your business structure and when you are working on rather than in the business.
Well, you've certainly got me all jazzed to pick up this book and read it from cover to cover. Thanks so much for bringing focus to this topic and also introducing the book as well for our listening audience as a resource. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a final tip, anything else you'd like to share?
Yeah, I think it is just about making sure whether it is 10% wins and Cadence or have a framework to follow. I think that's where a lot of businesses struggle is they open their doors in the morning and feel this gut-wrenching overwhelm, whether it's conscious or not, of like, how am I going to grow my business? What is my process? What is my plan? And I think it's really important to get away from the tactics and have a strategy that you actually can follow, that when you are spending time growing your business, you know where you're going to go and focus next.
And certainly some sound advice in conclusion. Thanks so much for that. Where can listeners get your book, Cadence, and also get further details on yourself?
Cadencebook.com is the place to get the book and hopefully get some advice and some structure and some wisdom from the story. So cadencebook.com.
Again, Mr. Williams, certainly has been a pleasure to have had you. Continued success to you. And again, thanks for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Anytime, Eric. Appreciate you having me.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Pete Williams, an entrepreneur, business advisor, marketer, and the author of Cadence, A Tale of Fast Business Growth. And for further details, visit cadencebook.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.